Simon Shinayin Ches Sif Dalad. The Mechaber now discusses a case where there's two chatzeres, inner one and outer one, and a yachid, an individual person lives in the inner one, and a yachid, an individual person lives in the outer one. Or it could be a case that two people live in the outer one, and they made erev chatzeres together, so effectively they're like one. So even though they're not ma'arev together with the yachid, the individual person that is in the pnimis, he does not aser on the outer one, although he has the right to walk through them. He has brises regel through their chatz, so that's how he gets to the mavi or to shram, that's how he gets out of the street. But since he's regal, hamutaris mukaima, he's mutter in his own chatzer, because he doesn't have anyone he shares it with, he has no reason to make erev chatzeres, he has no one to make it with, he has no need for it, he does not ask for chatzer on the outer one. And the Mal says the same thing if the inner one has a bunch of people in it, but they have a din of a yachad for whatever reason. For example, which the Bura says, his cousin Shimon Ayin, if you have a father and his sons and they get food from him, any case that lot they're considered like one, they have a din of a yachad, they don't need erev chatzeres, they do not ask for on the outer one. The Bura says the chiddush of the case of two people in the outer one and one in the inner one, is that you would think if there's two people in the outer one, people might mistakenly believe there's two separate parties in the inner one also. And the two parties in the inner one did not make erev chatzeres together. So you would think it's like a gzera otu, regular servim kaima. People think it's regular servim kaima and it's asa shlevim kaima. Still, we don't worry about that. The facts are there's only a yachin in the inner one, even though there's two people in the outer one. So yachin in the inner one is regular teresim kaima because he has no one to make erev chatzeres with. And therefore, there's not asa shlevim kaima. We're not afraid people mistakenly believe that there's a rabbin, there's two or more in the inner one who's not make erev chatzeres, and that's really regular asa shlevim kaima. What's asa is asa, is mutter, we're not afraid people are going to make mistakes. Sefei, Mechaba discussed three chatzeres, Zuluf Nemizu, there's inner one, middle one, outermost one, the yachid in each one. So even though when you get to the chitzon, there's already two people walking through the person from the inner one and the person from the middle one, they don't ask on the outer one, each one's mutter and kaima. Let's say you had two different parties in the inner one, two different batim in the inner one, they did not make erev chatzeres together, then they ask on the middle one and the outer one. Zakhav Mechaba says, regular asurbim kaima, asur shlem kaima, regular teresim kaima, does not asur shlem kaima. Simon Shinayin test the Mechaber's two sifim b'chatzeres that have batim between them. You have two chatzeres, you have three houses between them. That means there's chatz number one, and from that you get to house A, from that to house B, and from that to house C, and house C gets to the chatz number two. And now, the two chatzeres, each have erev chatzeres within themselves, they want to ma'arev together. So, you have someone from chatz number one who goes to the first house, to the second house, and puts the erev there. You have someone from chatz number two who goes from the third house to the second house, puts the erev over there, and everyone's mutter everywhere. Because the middle house does not have to give anything for the Erev, because the bias, the house that the Erev is kept in, does not have to give pass. The idea of giving bread for the Erev Chatzeres is to show that you live in this house where Erev Chatzeres is. The people who live there actually live there for real. They don't have to contribute. And the other two houses don't have to contribute because they're considered like a Beishar, just a gateway to get through to the middle house. And anytime you have a Beishar, it does not have a din of a bias, and therefore does not have to participate in the Erev. And the Sharon Tzion says, even during the week, people don't go through the two outer houses to get to the middle house. The owner was just to pass through. But here, since for the purpose of putting erev chatzeres to the middle house, they gave us just to walk through. So for Shabbos, they're considered like a Beishar gateway, and therefore they did not have to participate in the erev. And the Mishnah Berurah says that there are those who are right. Magen Avraham brings some Tosfos. The Rabbis come to hold that even if the erev chatzeres is not kept in the middle one, it's kept in one of the other houses over here in the chatzer or whatever it is. These other batim do not have to participate in the erev because they're all considered a Beishar. Since you pass through them, anytime you pass through them to put the Erev down somewhere else, that's good enough. It's considered Beishar, does not have to participate in the Erev. So, if Beis, the Mechaber discussed, and there's two Chatzeres, and there's two houses between them, not three, and they're now Ma'arif together, the two Chatzeres, right, each one's Ma'arif for itself, and then somebody from one Chatzer comes through the house that's next to him and puts the Erev in the house that's by the other one, and someone from the other Chatzer does the opposite. In other words, let's say you have Chatzer 1, Beis A, Bais B and the Chatzah 2, and some Chatzah 1 brings the Erev Chatzeres spread over to Bais B, not the Bais A, Bais B. And some Chatzah 2 goes through Bais B and put the Erev Chatzeres pass bread in Bais A. The Mechaber says the Erev does not work. Each one put the Erev in a place that doesn't work. They did not put it in the Bais, but in the Beishar of the other Chatzah. Because any house you go through to get from one side to the other side is a Beishar. Somebody doesn't have to participate in the Erev. It's also not a kosher place to keep the Erev Chatzeres. Therefore, the Erev Chatzeres is invalid.